Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, a lot of people don't like talking about emotions, especially, and if you'll forgive me the generalization here, especially guys. Here's the deal though. Emotions are non-negotiable. They exist. Full stop. And either you are aware of them and curious about them and willing to investigate them with some warmth, or they're just going to own you all the time and you're going to engage in just a nonstop parade of dumb decisions. Which brings us to today's bonus. It's Friday, so we're dropping a bonus, and it's a bonus guided meditation from my friend, the great Orin J. Sofer. This, by the way, this meditation is also available in the 10% Happier app. And this meditation is all about bringing awareness to our emotions. These days, emotions are, for many of us, very powerful, so this is particularly relevant. And Orin's going to guide us through this process of just opening up to whatever's there emotionally and trying to the best of our ability to be cool with it, to not fight it or feed it, so that we can kind of surf these waves a little bit more gracefully and be kinder to ourselves and others. So here we go with Orin J. Sofer.
Hey there. Welcome back. Read a book a little while ago about a man named George Dawson. He was born in Texas in the late 1800s to parents who were former slaves. He lived to be 103, seeing the turn of two centuries. There was one story in the book that really touched me about the power of awareness and acknowledging our experience. When he was about 12, his family sent him off to work as a farmhand for a white family. During his whole time there, everyone related to him just around work. Do this, do that. Feed the horses, clean out the stable. No one ever related to him as a full human being. He was just there to work. Until one day, the daughter of the family was serving lunch out in the field. When he went to the back of the truck to get his lunch, he was surprised to find her there. She turned to him and said, "How are you?" The question startled him. No one had asked him that for so long. He didn't know how to respond. We all need that kind of acknowledgement and connection in our lives. How often do we go through a day or even through periods of our life where we don't ask ourselves that question? Hey, how am I feeling? How am I? This is the power of bringing awareness to our emotions, of just acknowledging how we feel and creating some space inside for that. By acknowledging and being aware of our emotions, we start to have the ability to relate to them more wisely and make better choices. The first step in any kind of mindfulness practice is being aware, and it's the same with our emotions. So let's explore this together some. So as we begin our meditation, notice how it feels to just be sitting here. Before you even try to start meditating, can you just take a deep breath in, let it out? How is it to recognize that there's nothing you need to do, per se, right now? You don't need to perform, achieve anything, or produce something for someone else. No one's placing any demands on you or asking anything of you. There's no pressure, no agenda. See if you can let yourself feel the body sitting and just begin to touch into that sense of ease in being here. Can you find a posture that's comfortable? Comfortable, yet awake. Could it be enough to just feel your body sitting right now? Sitting and knowing that you're sitting. Next, let's bring your attention to a few key areas that we often hold tension. First, notice your shoulders. Are they contracted or hunched up? If so, see if you can loosen them, let them sink down a bit. How about your neck? If you let your chin drop just half a degree, you might find the back of your neck lengthen slightly. Feel your jaw. Are you clenching? Is it tight or hard? What would it be like to loosen or relax the muscles in your jaw? How about the eyes? Softening and relaxing any of the muscles around the eyes. The eyebrows and the forehead. Even the rest of the face. Letting the whole face be soft and relaxed. Last, coming down to the belly, seeing if you can allow your abdomen to release. Finally, let your attention notice the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. No need to breathe in any special way to make it slow or deep. Again, pay a little more attention to the out-breath, noticing how it feels in the rest of your body as you breathe out. Is there any sense of settling? A little bit of ease, sinking or release? Keep bringing your attention back to the simplicity of feeling the body sitting, feeling the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. Don't worry if the mind wanders off into thoughts. That's fine. It's completely normal. When you notice, you just come back to feeling the body sitting and that sense of, oh, great, mindfulness is back. Just feeling what it's like to be here. Resting the mind and resting the body. When you're ready, you can let your eyes open, taking in the room and your surroundings. So during your day today, in being aware of your emotions, see if you can practice pausing just for a moment or two, creating a little bit of space to recognize what's happening. When we can pause and bring some mindfulness, some awareness to an emotion that we're experiencing, we increase the chances that we'll have more choice about how to respond. Okay, take care out there.
Thank you, Oren, and we'll see you on Monday with a fresh episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.